And this service to the state is put succinctly, that this notion of we are nothing and the state is all, is succinctly put by Goring when he says, "It is not I who live, but the Führer who lives in me." What Alice Miller is helping us see, and that's unquote, what Alice Miller is helping us see is that our children and we are subjected to this same totalitarian conditioning at every point in the prison of class. Continuing with Keith Lowe, right from the beginning, there were subtle distinctions made between returnees. It was not the Jews who were discriminated against, however, but those returnees who were deemed to be collaborators, people who had worked in Germany as volunteers, and their repatriation card stamped with a V for Vrijwilligers. They were then refused a welcome food parcel and food coupons and shunned by virtually every institution they came into contact with thereafter. Of the others, the Vrijwillig, the only people to be greeted with any kind of fanfare, were those who were deemed to have been part of the resistance. The benefits for resistance members were immediate. They were often sent to special convalescent centers located in luxurious settings, including a wing of Queen Wilhelmina's palace. They were lauded in the press, in the government, and in the streets. Quote, "If you came from the resistance, everything was possible," claimed one former resistance member, Carol De Vries. "You could ask for and get money from anyone. All building materials, for example, were scarce and difficult to get. But if you said, this is for resistance fighters returning from concentration camps, well, then it was fine. Immediately." Later, they were even awarded a special pension in recognition of their resistance activities. And my interjection, while the root manifestation of totalitarian thinking, the root ideology of class, is we are nothing and the state is all, its core mindset is the citizen-barbarian divide, which Virginia Woolf and Alice Miller variously identified as the divide between insiders and outsiders, or those who are big, important, and those who are small, unimportant. And for Alice, she's looking at the adult versus the child. And this is discussed in the March 21st, 2013 audio blog on this core mindset. What defines class? The mindset of in and out. And what we're seeing here, what Keith Lowe is describing here, is yet another manifestation of it.